Chapter 2. The light from a car's headlamp swung across the walls of the old woman's bedroom, waking her from a light sleep. After a few seconds, she heard the gravel crunching as a car drove up to the house and then the slam of a door. For a moment, there was silence, and then Ottoline heard someone swear. She lay in her bed wondering what to do. At 70, she didn't feel like challenging burglars in her nightclothes. But then again, burglars didn't tend to signal their arrival, or swear. At least, not so loudly. There was probably only one person this could be. The new heir. Ottoline lay in bed and thought about her apartment. Even in the dark, she knew every painting on the walls, every piece of furniture, every rug and vase. So many memories all perfectly gathered around her. She'd be blowed if she were going to lose them without a fight. Sighing deeply, she dragged her legs out of bed and turned on the light. Walking over to her wardrobe, she decided which outfit to put on to greet the new owner. In the end, she chose for speed over impact and selected a black wool dress, some court shoes, a pair of clip-on earrings and a simple pearl necklace. She tied her white shoulder-length hair up into a chignon and, looking in the mirror, realised that she needed to add a touch of makeup as well. Who knew better than her that an old canvas needed a greater level of care? Applying some foundation, lipstick and mascara, she looked in the mirror and was pleased with the effect. Elegant, calm, welcoming. Well, probably not welcoming, but then that was not a skill that she had any success with. If she was honest, she never saw the point. Do the job you're employed to do. Get on with it and don't whine about it. She had watched, flabbergasted, when girls with nothing between their ears but a pretty smile and beseeching eyes would sail to the front of the queue to get the best jobs, snaffle the richest men. What would they do when their looks faded and their waistlines got fat? She had been grateful that her skill set had meant that she was always in demand. People came to her, and she picked and chose as she felt. In her world, she was feared and admired, and no one ever thought to question her or, worse, dismiss her.